This is The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziar. Today on The Mountain Life, we talk about healing, community, and the power of public art. Leadership Park City Class 32 has launched a countywide mural initiative, beginning with an inaugural collaborative mural painted this past weekend inside Peace House.
The project, led by artist and survivor advocate Anna Nishoni alongside Crystal Moosman, brings together residents, volunteers, and community partners to create murals that reflect shared Summit County values. Inspired in part by the healing power of art in recovery from domestic violence, the project aims to create 3 to 5 murals across the county this summer, transforming walls into spaces of connection, resilience, and hope. Anna and Crystal, thank you so much for joining us today on The Mountain Life.
Thank you.
Okay, it is always a big process choosing a project when you are in leadership, but from what I hear in Leadership Class 32, once Anna, you presented, it was a slam dunk. You really moved everyone in your class. Can you describe the process?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to. So I worked on the concept and the proposal for several months leading up to the presentation and just really refining it and working on it pretty much just in the shadows. I didn't really tell a lot of people about it. But then I presented it at the end of March to the class, and it was such a great experience. I had so much support from everybody, and everybody seemed to just be really touched by the concept. And it was amazing watching. We had everybody put a little dot sticker next to the project they wanted to select. And it was wild watching the little box for my project fill up with lots of dots. And yeah, it was just mind blowing for me. I started to cry. I got pretty emotional over it. Just all the effort and the emotion that I put into it was, it was just amazing to see it come alive and see it generate and garner so much support from the class.
You've described mural work as healing in a particular way, that after your personal experiences forced you to make yourself small, these large pieces allow you to take up space. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means to you and why the scale actually matters?
Yeah, I would love to. The scale, it's so impactful seeing a large wall just filled with the beautiful art. I think it really just highlights the message and the meaning more so than on a small scale piece. I work in small scale as well, and that's what I always used to do. I used to do just tiny, tiny portraits or tiny pieces of beadwork for years and years. And I feel like that was really analogous to just how I felt as a person, because I lived through abuse for most of my life and domestic violence and just people making me feel so worthless, and got to a point where I just did not want to go on existing anymore. And then I found, I went to the YWCA in Salt Lake and Urban Indian Center in Salt Lake and got help through them. And art therapy was just huge for me. I'm an artist anyway, all throughout my life, but working just gradually over time, I started creating larger and larger pieces as I began to grow and heal. And so it's pretty amazing to have that, just to have that coincide with my healing journey. And yeah, I just remember a therapist of mine telling me to take up space, to actually just even just stretch out your arms as you're going through this process, just to feel like you belong in this world and that you matter. And I just started doing that more, and it stuck with me. And so putting art on big walls, it's just been incredible to have that be a part of that journey of growth.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your personal story with us and with the community. And I can imagine anyone listening right now is fully behind this mural project, which is so important. And Crystal, I'd love to bring you into the conversation. You're the human resource coordinator for Peace House, and you're also in leadership class 32. And yeah. Our listeners can't see this, but you're both sitting in front of this beautiful, huge mural that was recently done by the class. What did it mean to you when you heard Anna's presentation? And did you know that she was going to come up with this project idea?
We started talking about it early on in, together in leadership about her wanting to paint a mural at Peace House. And I was like, 100%, I'm going to make that happen. And I didn't know that it was going to be presented as the class project, but it was already something we were kind of planning on the side. Mm-hmm. Because I love the mission and vision of Peace House, and I feel like I had some kind of say in what we, programming and things that we do around here. And I'm like, I'll vote for that. And then when it was presented as a project, I got really excited to be the first person to offer a wall.
I bet. One of the things that's so special and powerful about murals, I think, is the opportunity for other people to take part in an artist's vision. If someone's listening right now and they'd like to be a part of this, either as a volunteer painter or maybe even as a wall partner, what would you like them to know?
Yeah, they can go to, we have a website, it's summitcountymuralproject.org. And we have an interest form on that website. It's right on the homepage. And listeners can sign up on there. They can or express interest. And there's a variety of ways to get involved through that form. So we would love to hear from everyone.
And what if somebody had a wall that they think might be a good fit for one of the projects that you're doing?
Yeah, they can fill out that form as well. There's the option to mention that you're a wall owner and you are interested in participating. So, and then we'll follow up after we hear from anyone filling out that form.
Have you already designed the murals for the project, or will it depend on where exactly these murals are going up?
Yeah, so I do have some designs that I created as part of the proposal just to show sort of the vision that I had for the project and just various values that I saw were important to Summit County. But it will depend on the wall owners, what their vision is, yeah, where it's going. I definitely like to design them based on their environment. I don't want it to be jarring, like it just looks like it landed there from another planet. I want it to look like it's purposeful and meant to be there and is cohesive with its environment. And that way it's just more appealing for everybody involved, to people who walk by it or, yeah, the building owner. I want it to fit in where it lives.
What would it mean to both of you at the end of this summer to look at these pieces and see them as part of the community?
Oh, I would love to hear from Crystal on this one.
I think that seeing that people are part of a community that cares about them and wants to create beauty and camaraderie is so important to healing any type of trauma or any type of feeling like you don't belong or feeling like you can't take up space. To see that even just the wall in here, we signed it Leadership Park City Class 32, so that when anybody comes in this space, they feel cared about. I feel like community is such an important factor in helping people thrive. Not just survive, but thrive, like knowing that you belong to a community that cares about you as an individual.
That's so nice. You know what? I think you should, one or the other of you should describe what the mural is so our listeners know.
Yes, definitely. So it's a long, 20 foot long by 10 foot tall wall But it, the background is this light green, kind of a spring green color. And there's three hummingbirds in it. And they are female hummingbirds, Anna's hummingbirds to be exact. And there's one that's sitting off to the side on its own and sitting on a branch. And then there's two others that are fluttering around a Wasatch Penstemon flower. And I didn't know this until after I sent the artwork proposal, but apparently this flower grows all around Peace House in the late summertime. So it was a little serendipitous that I chose that flower, but it's meant to represent Peace House as being a place of healing or and respite that these hummingbirds can gather around and find nourishment. And then the other little bird sitting on its own is meant to just symbolize self-reflection. Sometimes we need to be on our own to heal. And I know that helped me a lot too, to not only have a place of healing and community, but sometimes I needed to be on my own to heal and take it all in. And it also represents three little birds in Bob Marley, his song, that everything's gonna be all right. So that's why I chose three little birds to be in the piece.
Oh, I love it. It's wonderful. From here, it looks sort of 3D, but I think it's not, correct? It's
correct. Yeah, okay. That's just the shading on there. I also designed it based off of Peace House's logo and their colors that they use for their branding. So it's that way it's cohesive with their branding.
Yeah, great. One quick question, then we've got to wrap up. On your website, it says that you'll be finalizing your wall selections and informing wall owners by June 5th. I don't know if you already have had enough people step up and say, hey, come do a mural on my wall or not. Do you need others? Is there a firm deadline?
I'm not super firm on that date. I'm more than happy to meet with other wall owners beyond that. I do want to finalize by then, but there's been a lot of interest in the project, and I would love to continue beyond leadership at Park City and do this indefinitely. So I would love to keep hearing from the community on if they have a wall or if they want to participate in some way.
All right, summitcountymuralproject.org, all lowercase. You can find out more information there. Anna Nijoni and Crystal Moosman, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Life. This is a really remarkable project, and congratulations. It's going to be fun to watch it unfold.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.